I'll be darned.
If you get a little peeved with yourself, you did something a little bit stupid, you say, oh,
how could I be so stupid?
Don't ask me, say what I used to say.
I'd like for you to.
He would always on that day.
Oh, I would.
Well, I have a terrible slang word that I shouldn't use if I get peeved at myself.
If something is reported to you that you find very shocking and that maybe you don't like too much, you say, why though?
The only thing.
Hey, what would you usually say to a friend you see halfway through the morning? For instance, good morning, you might say.
Hi.
And would you ask about their health?
How are you doing?
And what would they usually say?
I'd say okay or fine.
And then when you introduce to a stranger, what would you usually say?
Glad to meet you.
And you're talking to someone who's come for a visit, and you want to make sure they come back. You say, now, come.
Come again.
And if there's several people leaving together, and you want to know when they're coming again, you say, now, when?
When are you coming back?
What do people say around here on Christmas Day when you meet someone?
Merry Christmas.
Do they ever say anything else at all?
Happy Christmas.
Well, they use the expression Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean?
Well, my mother used to say, if I say Christmas gift to you before you do to me, you're supposed to give me a Christmas gift.
Okay, then how about the next holiday after Christmas?
New Year's.
And how? What do you say that day?
Happy New Year.
Anything similar to Christmas gift on New Year's that you say?
No, I don't think so.
Someone has done something for you and you want to show your appreciation. Besides your slinky, you might say,
I sure appreciate it.
Or I'm much...
much obliged.
If you're going to do something, you're not sure whether you'll have time for it or not, but you think you will, you say, I
believe I would. Believe so. I think so.
If you had to go into town to do some things, you had to go downtown or uptown to do some...
chores.
But you made a purchase, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and...
figured it up.
And then after he got through doing that, before you took it away, he did what for you? You might put it in a sack, or if you didn't put it in a sack, he'd take a piece of paper and put your thing in it.
Wrapped it.
Mm-hmm. And then when you got home with the package, you did what to it?
Unwrapped it.
If you had to sell it for less than you paid for something, you say, I had to sell it.
Cheaper.
At a loss.
If you admire something that you like, but you don't have enough money to buy it, you say, I like it, but it...
it's too expensive.
Or it just simply...
it's too high.
And the first of the month, most bills come...
due.
And if you belong to a club of some sort, you have to pay usually monthly...
dues.
If you don't have any money, you might go to a friend and try to...
borrow.
Yeah. When it's hard to get money, you say money is...
hard to get.
Scarce.
You ever hear any joking expressions like scarce is...
hen's teeth.
Okay, talk about someone going swimming. He ran down the springboard and...
jumped off.
And then if he goes in head first like this, you say...
dived off.
And might be describing an afternoon in the swimming pool. Lots of boys dived off that high board. 9 or 10 had already
dived in.
Okay, what do you call it when you dive in the water and land on your stomach?
Belly buster.
Okay, if a child puts his head on the ground and kicks his feet up and turns over, he's turned a
somerset or somersault.